four of us climbed aboard an all-terrain vehicle for an excursion along remote hillsides, across ravines, and over a creek, arriving at a densely timbered patch of eastern Lucas County. Jeremy Cochran is district forester for the Department of Natural Resources.
We sort of call this ground zero for us locally, and we're seeing obvious signs in the ash trees in the forest about 5 to 6 miles away from this original site. So we're standing on the cliff, so to speak, and just about to fall off to see the destruction of our ash species in Iowa.
The emerald ash borer's presence here is the first significant find beyond urban areas. Most of Iowa's woodlands are private. The farmer who owns this land gave us access on the condition we don't disclose the location.
We can peel the tree here. I just have a draw knife. And we'll start where there's flecking.
Ash is only a small percentage of this forest, but Cochran says the Asian beetle has been here for probably 5 years. One of the first indicators is woodpecker damage, known as flecking, as they peck through the bark to feast on larvae. Cochran brought along a sharp cutting tool.
When they're very sharp, they're extremely good. Oh, wow. Okay, so now we're through the outer bark. We're down to the cambium of the tree, which is the living layer of cells.
And those are the tunnels.
Those are the tunnels, or what we call galleries. And this is a mass. This is completely covered. This is more than we would expect on anything.
If this was a human, what condition would this tree be in now?
Death.
The DNR's Mike Kintner joined us from the Quad Cities and says he was blown away by all the woodpecker damage.
Generally speaking, in past things we've heard about emerald ash borer, you know, once it hits a forested area and has a chance to get a spread in leaps and bounds, that can potentially be more concerning. It can sometimes be an indicator that it's more widespread than a initial community find.
The insect may have already invaded Iowa's largest publicly owned woodlands. One unit of Stevens State Forest is just a couple miles from this epicenter. The DNR's Jessica Flatt manages the 15,000-acre park and says her number one concern is loss of diversity.
Because if we look in this forest here, for example, we're starting to see some decline of the black oak and the red oak, probably some oak wilt problems there. Now we've lost the ash to emerald ash borer. We're not going to have a lot left in here besides white oak. And then we're looking at a monoculture. And that's trouble ahead, because what if we start having a pest that attacks white oak?
In Iowa cities and towns, the doomed ash trees are being removed and replaced. In remote woodlands like this, foresters say most will be left to decompose.
Yep, become soil, become habitat. Obviously, the woodpeckers are gaining from it. Salamanders and cavity nesters, so they'll all benefit from it. You know, it's just a sad thing that a whole tree species is going to be gone from our landscape.
The emerald ash borer has already been confirmed in 18 counties. Everyone on this journey into Iowa's outback predicts the area will expand markedly in 2015. In Lucas County, an hour south of Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.